Mr. Jose Graciano da Silva, Director General of FAO, Ambassador Alan Wolf, Deputy Director General of WTO, Minister Gabriel Martinez, Deputy Permanent Representative of Argentina to WTO, esteemed panelists, colleagues, ladies and gentlemen. It's my honor and pleasure to welcome all of you to this event on trade and the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development. This event, organized by the FAO Committee on Commodity Problems, comes less than 2 months from the 11th WTO Ministerial Conference in Buenos Aires, and amid increasing international attention to the role trade can play in supporting the achievement of SDGs, and in particular, SDG 1 on eradicating poverty, and SDG 2 on ending hunger, achieving food security, and improved nutrition. Trade is recognized as an important tool for the achievement of the SDGs. Nevertheless, this tool is not effectively utilized in a world where the number of hungry people is increasing, as shown by the recently launched SOFI report. All tools that can lead to the achievement of SDG 2 could be utilized. All international organizations and UN agencies should work more closely and in harmony to achieve the agreed SDGs. The 2030 Agenda emphasizes the role that trade can play to promote sustainable development. This is not only limited to SDG 1 and 2 on poverty and hunger eradication, but also to SDG 3 on healthy lives, SDG 8 on economic growth and employment, SDG 10 on decreasing inequalities, and SDG 14 on ocean and marine resources, as well as SDG 17 on strengthening the global partnership for sustainable development. Multilateral and regional trade agreements affect how the food systems function at global, regional, national, and local level, influencing food prices, availability, access, and consumption, as well as nutritional outcomes. Effective trade policies can be not only vehicles for economic growth, but an effective means to advance human development by bringing diversified options for population, which makes them healthier and consequently lead to sustainable economic development. The 2030 Agenda creates an important opportunity for greater coherence between economic and social development goals. Agenda 2030 recognizes that transparent, non-distorted, and well-functioning global agricultural markets are an essential element in the global effort to end hunger, achieve food security, and improve nutrition. SDG 17 on means of implementation and strengthening the global partnership for sustainable development contains a separate section on trade, including a specific target to promote a universal, rules-based, open, non-discriminatory, and equitable multilateral trading system under the World Trade Organization. Trade can affect the full dimension of food security, availability, access, utilization, and stability, in addition to nutrition. This relationship depends on the context and is largely shaped by factors such as the level of development and the effectiveness of domestic policies. Under the WTO trade agreements, and in particular those related to agriculture and food security, trade can play a significant role in influencing the pattern of trade, food production and consumption, and therefore affect all dimensions of food security. In the last WTO ministerial conference in 2015, members of the WTO agreed to eliminate export subsidies and to continue negotiations on each of the three pillars of negotiation: domestic support, market access, and export competition. The ministerial conference in Buenos Aires will discuss, among other things, many issues of importance to food security and nutrition. I am looking forward to listening today to the insight from our speaker on the state of play in the negotiations. During the fourth ministerial meeting on commodity markets and prices held in October 2016, participants highlighted the significance and importance of transparent and fair rules in achieving food security and fighting malnutrition, and the importance to achieve the right balance between domestic policies for food security and the required compliance with international trade rules and agreement. Trade can be supportive nutrition. In the ICN2 declaration, member states acknowledge that trade is a key element in achieving food security and nutrition, and that trade policies are to be conducive to fostering food security and nutrition for all through a fair and market-oriented world trade system. Moreover, trade was recognized as one of the 6 action areas of the Worker Program of the UN Decade of Action on Nutrition, adopted by the General Assembly in April 2016. In order to ensure synergetic relationship between trade policies and food security, coordination should be strengthened not only at the international level but also at national level. Esteemed participants, in order for trade to be supportive for economic development and better food security for all, developing countries and least developed countries should benefit from the opportunities offered by trade. In the last CCP meeting in 2016, the committee underlined the need to strengthen the human and institutional capacities of developing countries to better undertake analysis of the implications and opportunities of trade and related policies for food security and nutrition. I am glad to inform you that today, and as a continuous part of the FAO work, the Secretariat will launch the FAO e-learning course on trade, food security and nutrition, and the release of policy guidance note 9 on trade. Dear participants, this CCB event is an important example of partnership and collaboration between different UN and non-UN agencies to achieve the SDGs. Today we have participants from FAO, the host country for the Ministerial Conference Argentina, WTO, the ICTSD, OECD, and others. FAO and WTO continue to collaborate together within their respective mandates to advance the objectives of the two organizations and achieve the SDGs. In conclusion, trade can be an enabler for the achievement of SDGs. Our challenge today is to how to ensure and enhance coherence between trade policies and food security and nutrition policies, which are still dealt with in isolation. We hope the MC11 will reach concrete deliverables that are supportive to Agenda 2030, not only during the ministerial conference, but where WTO can go next in a way that will ensure that no one is really left behind. I would like to thank you for your attention.